Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The conversation is that the Hall of Fame ain't the Hall of Fame no more. I love it. I respect it. I admire it. I think all the guys who are inducted definitely are deserving. But it needs to be a different color jacket. My jacket got to be a different color. It needs to be a starting 11. It needs to be an upper room. My head don't belong with some of these other heads that's in the Hall of Fame. Put my head where my head supposed to be. My head don't supposed to be by them. I'm just being honest. I'm saying what y'all are thinking, and a lot of y'all Hall of Famers are thinking the same thing. This thing is becoming a free-for-all now, man. If you play good, no, it ain't good. It's people that change the game. Yeah. That's what the Hall of Fame is. A game changer. Not, I played good. I had a good little run. I gave you 3-4 good years. No, dog. Game changers.
Deion Sanders on the Hall of Fame being too easy to get into.
I think I like all that.
He's probably right.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think he's definitely right.
What percentage of football fans think he's right? Peter King wrote in his piece this morning, Football Morning in America, he's right. That Deion Sanders is right. That the sheer number of people going in has been kicked up a bit, and that there was a centennial class. So let me find it here from Peter King's piece. That there was a centennial class that was supposed to sweep up and pick up some players from the early years that should have gotten in and didn't. But it didn't happen that way. That it actually scooped up people from a more modern era that maybe shouldn't go in, like a Dick Vermeil. He didn't specifically single out Dick Vermeil, but just that a group of coaches went in who averaged 120 wins, and there are a lot of guys that if 120 is now your mark, you got to go in.
I mean, guys that are... How close is Sean McDermott to 120 wins? Is he halfway there? Like, guys coach 7 years in the league, make the playoffs 4 or 5 times, and that's enough? Vermeil, especially, we looked up, he coached 15 years in the NFL, and he made the playoffs 6 times. So, 6 times, near 500, 1 championship, and that's the Hall of Fame. I think Sanders makes a great point about... give me a different colored jacket, because the Hall of Fame should feel like it's the top 1% players of all time that are in it. And if it's the top 10% players of all time, then every guy that goes in, you know, the allure of I got my gold jacket, I'm a part of this exclusive club. Well, the less and less exclusive the club gets, the less impressive it is to be a part of it. And Bruce Smith's comments when Tony Boselli got inducted into the Hall of Fame, kind of like this vibe's maybe already been out there with guys that are in the Hall of Fame. Bruce Smith put on Instagram, and when do you see this? Maybe there was something that happened in their playing days. Player on player crime like this, where Bruce Smith posts on Instagram that like Tony Boselli is not a Hall of Famer. And him getting in the Hall of Fame is a slap in the face to the entire thing. So I think this is happening, and I think more and more of these Hall of Famers that were one of the best of all time at what they did, they're the ones maybe that are feeling like this, that, okay, Dick Vermeil, sure. Tony Boselli, sure. Just like more and more guys are going in, and they're feeling like, yeah, this isn't as exclusive anymore as I once thought.
I agree. I think it's all right. There are a bunch of guys that have, I mean, one thing he said there was there should be a starting 11. Like, here's the hall,
mm-hmm.
and then you go up a floor, and these guys are better.
Right.
Right? Like, I think there's some fair points there. Actually, this kind of ties in well with the conversation about the NFL's top 100, right? NFL top 100, by the way, it has started. Last night, they went from 100 to 51. I actually was really happy to find this broadcast, that, you know, as, hey, here it is, NFL Network, counting them down, one player at a time. And the NFL top 100, you know, no one's going to say that it's perfect, but it's the players. The players vote, and they give you really good looks at what other players think of Mac Jones, for one. Mac Jones made it on the list as a rookie. He jumps on a list at number 85. Good for Mac Jones. And, you know, while we sit here and talk about him in terms of, all right, he's limited, but he was ready for the NFL and all this, blah, blah, blah. His teammates, what they say about him, what some of his competitors say about him, what some of his college teammates might, just the kind of guy that he is, the kind of player that he is. And, you know, you've got some people that don't think he's that good. Kirk Cousins was 99. Von Miller showed up at 93.
93. That was, I thought, low. Like, the first thing I thought was, oh, interesting. That's kind of, that feels low.
He was off the list last year.
Really? He wasn't on it at all?
He was hurt, right?
Okay. And they definitely factor that in a lot, because I saw Russell Wilson dropped from 12 last year to 61 this year. So they definitely factor in injury.
So is Trey White not making the list?
I'm going to guess. Do you know what he was last year off the top of your head?
I should double check.
I'm going to guess he's not, though.
He doesn't make it.
I'm going to guess he doesn't.
They're already up to number 50, and he has not appeared yet. So he would have to either be in the top 50 or off the list.
So last season, Tre'Davious White was 95.
He's not making the list.
He's definitely not making the list.
I don't think he's making the top 100.
The year before, he was 47.
Okay.
So 47 to 95, he tears his ACL. Yeah, he's not going to be on the list. So we're going to have Diggs, though, still. Allen will be on the list. And maybe that's it? That's probably it.
Yeah.
For the Bills. Unless, no, that would be it. What Poyer, Hyde was where I was going?
Yes. There's actually reason to think that one of those two is going to make it, because as you're watching the broadcast of the top 100, they'll give you clues. This year, there are only 13 wide receivers in the top 100, which is a low number. 2 years ago, I think it was up to 18. And, you know, just giving you a little bit of a chart about how it works. And I think the number of safeties they said was eight.
Eight safeties?
I think so.
Shouldn't we? So are Bills fans going to be upset that they're not one of the, neither are top eight safeties?
Well, Buda Baker's there. Jimmy Ward from the Niners is there. So I wouldn't be surprised if Poyer is there. I mean, he was first team all pro, right?
Yeah.
First team all pro. Micah Hyde was second team all pro, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. So it wouldn't shock me if one of them is there. You can make the case they should both be there. But to have two players in the top 50 of the entire league, that's going to be a tough one. The real question is, where does Allen come in? Top five?
Top five.
Top three? Top one?
I might want to go
Lamar Jackson.
I don't think he's first.
Lamar Jackson was number one in 2020. Number one.
Okay.
Voted on by NFL players, who's the best player in the sport. Lamar Jackson won it. Mahomes has won it. Aaron Donald won it last year. I mean, Aaron Donald's got a good look at going back-to-back, right? Because he just won the Super Bowl and,
yeah,
like, everything you could ask for from Aaron Donald, he got last year. But Allen's got a look at it.
I've got Mahomes being number one last year.
Okay. I thought it was Aaron Donald. Maybe Aaron Donald was like 2-3 years ago.
Maybe. He was second on this list, though. Okay. It went Mahomes, Donald, Rodgers. Allen was 10th last year.
He's moving up.
So, all right, the second quarterback came in was Rodgers at 3. Is that Allen? Is he above Rodgers this year? Rodgers won MVP again.
He won the MVP.
The players also vote on it. Do the players not like him as much as fans don't like him as much? His jersey, do you see his jersey sales?
No.
Rodgers went from I believe, fourth in jersey sales in 2020 to 30-something in 2022. So he had an interesting year for stuff like that. Do players care about it? Would they not vote him that high again because of that? Because you're right, he did win MVP. So I would guess Allen is third or fourth, but I would bet top five. One? Would Mahomes get number one again? Maybe maybe Allen kind of matching him and going toe-to-toe in that Chief playoff game would imply that neither would be number one, and then maybe they'd be second and third in whatever order, and just Aaron Donald's going to be back at number one.
Could be. Could be. If it's how players, again, Lamar was number one. You know, like,
yeah,
I think that players, Josh Allen has a shot at number one. The respect of his peers, more guys would have played against him by now. You've got to be in the league, and guys have to see you. And one thing I thought was kind of cool about this, again, last night, it's every hour was 100 to 91, and then 90 to 81, counting them down. And the next group goes next week. And then after that, all the way up to August 28th, up to the season. But you've got guys mic'd up on the sidelines talking about wanting to get on the top 100. And I forget who it was, but maybe one of the safeties was talking, hope I get votes this year. I got to get votes. Justin Tucker, yep. Justin Tucker made the list for the first time. Kicker. Yep. Kicker on the list. So, whatever. It's you don't have to love it. Someone tweeted at me last night, like, oh, I don't watch it. It's a waste of time. I bet the Madden ratings are better. Well, If you don't like the Madden ratings because they're done by nerds and computers and algorithms, this is what the players think of the players. Who's the best? That's it. Mm-hmm. They show the ballot. It's not multiple choice. It's write down who you think are the 20 best players in the sport. We'll take it, and we'll put a show on.
Right. It's just, if you almost relabel it and think of it as, this is who the players think are the best 100 players in the league.
It's pretty cool.
It's interesting. Right.
For
and
sure.
It's cool. So, like, you don't have to agree with Mac Jones being at number 85, but I would look at that and think, huh, NFL players think Mac Jones is a top 100 player. That's interesting. We had this with Allen after 2019, where Allen made the list before he took his like meteoric jump. He was low, like maybe in the 70s or 80s, like Mac Jones is now. But I remember Allen making the list and seeing like Colin Cowherd be like, this is a horrible job that he would be listed as a top 100 player. And I'm just kind of bypassing all that and just thinking, huh, NFL players think after Allen's 2019 season, they think he's a top 100 player. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying I have to agree with it. I think Russell Wilson is far better than the 61st best player in the league. But, the players have him at 61.
There is a lot of, what have you done for me lately? Like, right?
Yeah.
It's who's top of mind. It's how Von Miller falls out with an injury.
Yeah.
Guys just think like, I mean, Von Miller not being in the top 100 last year, he had four sacks in the postseason in four games, and his pressure rate was still top 10. He's still producing, but he wasn't in the top 100 last year. There are a bunch of newcomers. Kirk Cousins being 99 was kind of fun. There he is. You know, like, whatever. It was cool. I'll keep watching it, and of course we'll care where Allen lands, where Diggs lands. I bet Diggs drops. 2 years ago he won the receiving title. Last year, not as productive, still great.
Yeah.
Jalen Waddle, by the way, is a rookie showing up on the list, right? Boom, right away, top 100.
By the way, we started this conversation with Deion Sanders' Hall of Fame candidacy comments, and the Bruce Smith, Tony Boselli thing, I have a headline from when that happened on June 14th. Bruce Smith, quote, Tony Boselli's Hall of Fame candidacy undermines the integrity of the Hall, end quote. So maybe they had a personal beef or something, but you had one of the Bills' all-time players like earlier this offseason, like basically saying the same thing Deion Sanders did, that like how is this happening that these guys are getting into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Personal beef. There's
a Jaguar. Who has a personal beef though with a Jaguar? Has anyone ever had that?
Beef with a Jaguar?
Yeah.
There's a point to be made though about maybe Mike Tenier said this about after watching what Deion said. What if Hall of Fame members voted on it instead of writers?
Instead of writers?
Members of the Hall of Fame. You think this guy was good enough to be in here? The point Mike Tenier made was you would see more of exactly what that might be. personal beef. Keep this guy out. I don't want him in here.
Yeah.
You hate a guy. You don't want him wearing a gold jacket.
Don't they do that for the Heisman? Don't the Heisman, former Heisman, maybe it's not just Heisman winners, but don't Heisman winners have a vote on the Heisman?
That's a good question. I know, I mean, there's Heisman voters.
You could do a, like, you don't have to have it strictly as, you know, the Hall of Famers get to decide who's in. You could add them, though.
Yeah.
You could add them as, hey, if writers think Dick Vermeil is a Hall of Famer, then the Hall of Famers, with their own voting, could say, no, he's not.
Veto?
Yeah.
That'd be terrible, though, to find out, like, hey, you made the Hall of Fame, and all the guys in gold jackets decided you can't come in.
You can't come in, right.
You're not making it.
Or if it was, like, just, you know, you got to have a majority. Hey, you got 48 of the 50 writers to vote you into the Hall of Fame, but only 3 current Hall of Famers think you're actually a part of their club. Yeah. That's it.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 if you'd like to join us. It's a Victory Monday, talking a little football, Bills preseason game. Let's do a quick eye on the quarterback. Eye on the quarterback brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business is protecting your business. Case Keenum and Matt Barkley. Here's the one thing I want to say about Keenum. And to me, you know, Joe, it's the preseason. We take the preseason pledge, which I still haven't read. We'll do that next. Here's why I can't get mad at Case Keenum. They go for it on fourth down on their opening drive. They ran it on third down. They ran a lot on their first drive.
Yep.
And they ran well, and that's fine. But when they ran it on third down, I thought, that's the kind of play call I'd be really mad about if this were the regular season. But it's not. Mm-hmm. And they want to find things out. They want to find out, can we run behind this left side of the line? Can we run it to the right with this offensive line? How does Zach Moss look? How do the receivers block? Let's make sure we run something like this. Like that. It is a glorified practice against another team. And sure, you want the throws to be better. You want decisions to be better. But you aren't...
I mean,
what are you supposed to do here?
But don't you think if Keenum had to play an extended amount of time due to an Allen injury, don't you think that's how it would look? Don't you think we would
more
come
runs?
In the day after and be like scratching our heads at why they ran the ball like on a 2nd and 12 or something like that?
I'm not so sure they would run it. I think they might be willing to throw it. The strength of this team is throwing to wide receivers. It has been for years. I think that's when Matt Barkley went in for one game against the Jets, he lit them on fire.
Yeah.
So with game planning, I'm just not concerned about Barkley. Maybe you are, I'm sorry, with Keenum.
With Keenum, yeah.
Maybe you guys are. I'm not yet. And I also get into a spot where you're playing your backup. You think there's somebody better out there. The guy, if you think there's somebody better available, that person is actually not on an NFL roster right now.
Yep.
So,
and is there, you'd have to have a guy that is, he's being held out because he's too threatening to starting quarterbacks. That's the only guy that could be out there where you'd think, oh, he's an obvious upgrade.
Like,
but
Fitz?
I don't think that guy exists.
You talk Fitz out of retirement?
Yeah.
Is that the answer?
Cam Newton? But that's not even that anymore.
But you're talking the 100th best quarterback on earth in that case.
Right.
Because Keenum signed here to be the number two. Anybody that's out there to be had is behind all the twos and all the threes.
Yep.
There's your eye on the quarterback. 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.